This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People.
I'm Zarina Crow. I'm from Nayot Kemigwaning, Whitefish Bay, Ontario. I live in Grand Portage, Minnesota.
And I've heard your poetry on the radio.
Yeah.
What school grade are you in, Zarina?
I'm in 10th grade.
And do you have a favorite subject?
English.
So do you like to read?
Yes, I love to read.
What do you like to read?
I like reading a lot of fiction books, adventures, and sometimes romance.
Do you have a favorite book right now?
It's called Blood Red Road by Maura Young.
When did you start writing poetry?
The beginning of 9th grade. I was in study hall and I didn't have anything to do, and so I just started writing poems about memories or outside my adventures.
Do you follow a certain style of poetry or?
Not really. I just like explaining what I see, or I like to pretend that I'm someone else and write down what a different person would see.
Well, you said you were inspired by books that you've read, but what else will trigger you to write a poem?
My family, my sisters are sometimes funny, and sometimes I think about my future. If I'm going to college, what would it feel like? Or if I was in a war, what would it feel like?
So you try to put yourself in that situation?
Yes, I do.
And you've chosen a poem to read today?
Yes, I do. This is my untitled poem. Backs bleed with 1,000 feathers, lake of almost dead corpses that float, waiting for the creator to take them, but they still lie staring at the sky. Tears spill down their cheeks covered in dirt. Fingers tremble as they cover their wounds that they each created and cannot believe. God will not help, for they cause this destruction. In Lord's name, may they suffer from the blood they spilled. Lips quiver from the cold atmosphere of death. Hearts still beat with every weak breath. And now cry for forgiveness, for they are prisoners of their own destruction. In Lord's name, they pray for a light, a sign, an answer. But they still lie with strong hearts and weakening breaths. Backs bleed 1,000 feathers, broken wings lie everywhere. By the pride they all shared, not one will be free from this destruction, nor will they be forgiven for all this world that once never bled. Thank you.
Is that about a particular war in history, or is it about all wars, or?
All wars, I guess. In one.
Are you working on a poem right now, a new poem or set of poems?
No, not really. I'm still trying to explore, thinking what to write, reading more books.
Well, that poem in particular seems like an exploration of one of the dark sides of our world.
Mm-hmm.
Do you look at the other side too? In your poems, the lighter side?
Sometimes. I wrote a rhyming children's poem before.
Like a sing-song kind of poem? Or
no, it was just kind of rhyming. And it was just for little kids. Like a bedtime poem.
What is it about poetry that is different for you than writing a short story or something like that?
I like how you can tell a story through a poem that other people may understand. Sometimes a poetry can, or the sentences can be a little out of place and kind of mixed together, but end up representing more than one thing, and words mean what you want them to mean, and they can mean many things.
And do you have a favorite poet that you like?
Not really. I don't compare my writing to anything else, and that's one thing that I keep on doing, keep on writing.
This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People, a series produced by Stacy Droulard with music by Keith Sekola. Funding for the series comes from the Minnesota Legacy Fund and WTIP Community Radio.